A roadside explosion in the Gaza Strip has killed at least three Americans. The bomb went off as a convoy of U.S. diplomatic vehicles was traveling near the town of Beit Hanun, just south of the Erez crossing between Israel and Gaza. The dead were said to be security guards who were traveling in a van that was destroyed by the blast. There's been no claim of responsibility. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Gaza. What more do you know about this explosion, Peter?
The attack took place just south of the Erez crossing. That's the northern border between Gaza and Israel. Witnesses have described the explosion as a large one from beneath the road, they believe, ripping into a car just near a gas station here near the entrance to the Palestinian town of Beit Hanun. Witnesses described a gruesome scene, body parts on the road, the car a total wreck. The Israelis army moved in with a tank and some soldiers after the explosion. As reporters and onlookers crowded around the vehicle, they started shooting in the air, and that's still going on right now. They're trying to disperse the crowd, and that's the scene at the moment.
Any idea why this convoy was traveling to the Gaza Strip?
The short answer is no. There's no official word from the U.S. Embassy on what these people were doing. We do know that from time to time the U.S. Remains engaged in this process, maintaining contacts with the Palestinians and the Israelis. They're often here and in the West Bank trying to work out particular issues between the Palestinians and the Israelis. What will be very interesting to see is how the U.S. reacts to this. It is already said that the latest efforts, the roadmap, are effectively on hold. And Israel has taken that cue to respond to the latest Palestinian suicide bombings with a return to the more intense level of military operations in the West Bank and Gaza. Now we see an attack today that appears to be directly aimed at the U.S. And the Palestinians I've spoken to are worried that whoever was behind this will trigger a harsh reaction from Washington and or Israel.
There were reports that the Bush administration's Middle East envoy, John Wolf, was in that convoy.
That's right. We heard those initial reports. That is one thing the embassy was very quick to confirm, that Envoy John Wolf was not only not in the vehicle, but not even in the country at the time. So that much, at least, we know that Wolf was not involved in this.
And the explosion follows a major Israeli incursion into Gaza.
That's right. This is a continuing operation that began Friday at dawn in the Rafah refugee camp in the southern Gaza Strip. I was able to get into Rafah yesterday for the first time and see the destroyed sections of the camp. We saw ongoing operations there. There was Israelis destroying homes and firing to keep the population, the Palestinians, away from there. I also visited the section that was badly hit on Friday and Saturday. And there we're seeing what resembles a Palestinian fire sale, where people are hauling away anything that can be taken out of these partially destroyed homes because they're sure that they'll be completely destroyed in the next go-round. At the moment, the United Nations estimates at least 1,200 are homeless, and that number is likely to rise.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in the Gaza Strip.